Everyone out. Oh, and don't forget to get your reports on my desk first thing tomorrow. I would love it if one of you fine gentlemen would step up to the plate and start pussyfooting around to get this project done. Now, get the fuck out. Except you. Yes, I need a word with you. Look, I'm going to be honest. I didn't want you here. The board got you the spot on this team. We especially don't need a transfer from Conquest National like you to come in here and fuck with what I'm doing. But since you're here, you might as well learn how things work on my team. Take a seat. You can set your briefcase right there. Who the fuck still carries a briefcase? So, now that you're comfortable, I want to first explain the dynamic that I have with my executive team. You may have noticed that I am a woman. And unfortunately, you do not see many of us in the corporate world, especially at the executive level. I had to work hard to get here. I have worked even harder to change a lot of things about myself to get the respect that I am owed. As an executive, I have had to learn how to influence others to make them get things done that I need them to. And in my experience, I have found that the easiest way to get men to do what I want is to appeal to their more base needs. It has actually worked quite well. They do all the work. I get the promotions and bonuses. And they get to enjoy whatever little sexual favors I choose to give them. Well, I'm glad you don't disapprove, but I don't give a fuck what you think, so shut the hell up. It's actually quite hilarious. Did you know that most executive men are actually very sexually submissive? Too many decisions during the day, and when it's all over, they just want to lay down and take it. I mean, there are good things about just taking it, I suppose. But anyway, you should see them. They run and trip over each other just to please me. Just do whatever I say. It's almost pitiful. It doesn't hurt that I'm also taller and stronger than all of them. Although you are quite tall and broad yourself. Yes. Intimidation and sexuality is a potent blend for most men. They just can't handle a successful corporate Amazon woman as their boss. Their putty in my hands. Which brings us to you. As you are my new team member, I want you to start off understanding one thing. I am in charge. Simple as that. Just do what I say, when I say, and things will be great. There are even some perks in store for you if you decide to be my good boy. Yes, you may ask a question. Thank you for asking. You're picking this up quick. Oh no, darling. You don't get to fuck me. Only good boys who really impress me with their work get the opportunity to enjoy me. And since you just started, I unfortunately won't be taking you for a ride tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. However, I encourage you to try and impress me. Understand how this is going to work from now on? Yes, ma'am. That's better. Good boy. Now, I want to inspect my new acquisition. You will sit right there in your chair. And you will keep your hands on the arms of the chair. You do not get to touch. Understand? Goodbye. Don't worry. I'm just going to stand behind you and feel what I'm working with. Nice broad shoulders. A strong chest. I can feel your arms through that suit. Fuck, you even smell great. Maybe having you on this team won't be such a bad thing. You're doing such a good job of holding still, my good boy. As your reward, kiss me. Now, say thank you. Good boy. Oh, you're going to be a treat for me. That is, if you do what I tell you to do. Understand me? Good boy. Now, one last thing to inspect. Hold still. Just let me run my hands down. Wow, you've got some thick legs. I wonder if you go to the same gym. Now, just let me see if your cock is as impressive as the rest of you. Oh my, wow. Well, from what I can feel through your slacks, wow, you have an amazing cock. I'm very impressed. Well, since you have been such a good boy and an outstanding specimen, I would say that you have earned your spot. And you are welcome on my team. Would you like that? Good boy. Now, my first assignment for you is that I need you to update the quarterly spreadsheets and revise the bids from the old contract. I know you were good at that when you were at the Conquest. Get it on my desk by tomorrow. Understand? I said, do you understand? Oh, you're going to be fun to break. Let's see what we can do to change your tune. You stay in your chair and I'm just going to sit here on the edge of my desk and give you a little bit of a show. You know, I take great pride in my body. Yes, I am over 6 foot, but the popular look nowadays is thick, curvy, and toned. And sweetheart, I'm all that in spades, as you have noticed. I have seen you checking out my legs, and if I pull up this pencil skirt just a bit, you can start to see them a little bit better, and the garters underneath. Do you like? Good. I definitely don't skip leg day. Now, my good boy, we need to teach you to obey. I want you to do something for me, and I promise I'll make it worth your while. I want you to pull out your cock. Yes, unzip your pants and pull that thick fucker out. You will stroke your cock and worship me. If what I see pleases me, then I will show you a little bit more of my amazing body. Understand? Good boy. That's much better. I will even start with my tits. Aren't you the lucky one? Let me just unbutton my blouse. And pull them out. There. Your face. I can tell that you like them. And of course, I will do everything I can to show them off during the day. Keeps the team motivated. Well, I showed you mine. Now show me yours. That's my good boy. Oh fuck, yes. Oh my god, look at that fucking cock. Oh my. Yes. Now stroke it for me. Stroke that cock for your boss. What? What do you mean? No. You want to see my ass? Wow. You're quite the willful one, aren't you? Very well. I suppose with a cock like that, I can let bad behavior slide. Just this once. Now, let me just turn around. Is that what you wanted to see? My big, thick, meaty ass? Just about bursting out of my skirt? All 43 inches of it? Well, just let me reach back and slowly pull up my skirt. Do you like your boss's ass? Good. Now, are you going to give me what I want? Yes, that's my good boy. Hey, what the fuck? Let go of my arms! Let me go! Ugh. You're fucking lucky that you have me bent over the desk, or else I would kick your ass. You fucker, get off me! Do you fucking know who I am? You're dead! Wait, what are you doing with your briefcase? Are those fucking handcuffs? Why do you even have those? No, 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 please don't put those on me. Please, please. No. Listen, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but you can just, fuck. Fuck, you're strong. What do you think you're doing? You think I'm helpless with my hands cuffed behind my back? Don't make me laugh. I will... Fuck! Not my blouse. No, no, please. Oh, shit. No. Don't squeeze my tits. No, no. Fuck. How dare you? Fuck, no, fuck my tits. Oh, please don't. Fuck. Wait, no, no, don't rip my skirt. You fucker. That was my favorite. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. You're squeezing my ass. No, no, not my ass. Please. That feels... No, stop. Anything but my ass. Please. No. No, don't stop. Don't. Fuck. I can't. Not again. This is not who I am anymore. No, no, no. Oh my God, yes. Oh, yes, play with my nipples. Just like that. Wait, why did you stop? What are you getting in your briefcase? Is that a butt plug? No, no, you can't. No, I will not lick it. No, don't put it in my... Play with my pussy. Please. to play with my pussy. Fuck, fuck, oh, what are you doing? Nipple clamps? Fuck, no, please. No, please, I'm so sensitive. Oh my God. I can't. It's so much. Please. Sir, please. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wait, what are you doing with the butt plug? What are you? Oh my God, it vibrates. Fuck. Oh wow. Wow. Oh my God, please. Please. Please play with my pussy. I'm begging, please, sir. What? Why not? Oh, please, sir. Please. I need to fucking come. I can't stop. My ass feels so good. Yes, please pull my nipple clamps as you fuck my ass with a plug. Fuck, you're going to make me fucking squirt. You got it out of your system. I don't know who you think you are, but you need to get these cuffs off me right now. I am the one in charge, and you don't get to. What are you doing? There's more in that briefcase? What the hell? A fucking spreader bar? Oh, no. What? You aren't done with me yet? What the hell does that mean?